stand noise. There's one thing I hate, it's noise. Now, good night. Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Keith Coogan, joined here by Gabe Romero.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Yeah.
We're great.
Thanks for tuning in to The Call Sheet. You can call into The Call Sheet at 1-800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. You can also be hearing this on like iTunes or Stitcher or God, there's a number of ways. We've got like Bagoo, I think Throvlik. You got to listen to it on Skliplim. And also I think on Zipik, it's playing. So I'm just making shit up now. There's so many companies, you're like, yeah, that's not going to take. And Twitter came out. I was like, yeah, that's not going to. Well, here we are still using Twitter. And then you see Twitter's taking the Instagram photos.
See that?
And they're going to do the little filters so you don't have to get Instagram to go. Like, does anybody use Pinterest anymore? I mean, it's like
Pinterest,
Pinterest?
No, it's all over
the place. Do you have a Tumblr, Gabe?
I actually do have a Tumblr. Just set it up if you want to check it out.
Is it poor fish?
It's all poor fish.
Oh, poor fish.
So AWWPOORFISH, all poor fish.
Oh, poor fish. So. How's the last vote video? Did we get that up in time to get out the vote?
We're working on it.
We have a trilogy. Duo. We have a duo now, but there's a pair. The last one is being put together now. Yeah, the epic, the third part in our Hollywood vote will be up soon.
Spy thriller.
You know, the election's in like 3 days.
I know.
Okay.
I've already voted.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you vote here or on Mars?
I voted by mail.
Oh, okay. Mail.
Yeah.
You've been out here a while. I keep thinking you like just got to town for some reason. You have a better apartment than I do. Maybe the George Costanza episode where he like pretended to just get into town and just get a job.
Yeah.
They're like, that's great. Yeah, it took me 5 years to do this. Looks great for one afternoon. Now where do I go from there? Tonight we're going to be joined by Angela Lee Sloan, who was Lucy Van Pelt in two of the specials and a season of Saturday Morning Show. Was it Saturday Morning? Right, had to have been.
Yeah, yeah.
I tuned in the other day, Saturday. Today's Saturday, right?
It is.
All day, huh?
Till midnight, at least.
Tuned in and I watched like a bit of the cartoons, but unfortunately it was like cartoon, news, doodle bops, news. Like it really obviously Sandy and the elections and everything, but these poor kids. I mean, I remember it was 7 a.m. to 11:30.
Oh yeah, no, I remember. You used to actually set my alarm so that I could get up in time for what was then my favorite cartoon, Dark Waters. Dark Waters.
What was Dark Waters? I don't remember Dark Waters.
Oh, this was the idea that it was this far off planet that had some alien organism or something was taking over the planet by replacing the water with dark water. And dark water would like consume you and it would, you know.
Oil.
Yeah.
You're talking about oil.
Basically is what
black,
it was.
Black water.
By the way, Keith, if someone wanted to talk to us, how would they do that?
They would call in 800-893-9562. That number again is 1-800-893-9562. We have a call. Oh, we don't have a call.
So you're saying 800-893-9562 is what you're saying.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
I'm saying it to you. And we're here on the call sheet. This network, by the way, please listen to the shows after. And before the show, tune in, leave it running. Because there's music, there's great other talk shows, sexy time shows, really funny stuff. You can catch up, from the weekly wrap up to Registered Ear Offenders, Angry Dorks, The Hot Box, which is a great show. More Music Radio Pod. There's just so many great shows, 13, 15 shows, I think, and then we're adding ones all the time. So anytime you can probably, if not hear something live, you're going to hear something that's really relevant, right up to date, right here at our site.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any trouble with the play button, which I did, I hack like computers, so I have like nothing with Microsoft, you know, on there. If you have any trouble with the play button, there's like three other ways to hear from the front page. There's a whole listen page, or if you're having trouble listening, click on different links. Of course, if you can't hear me talking right now, then that does no good. But I loved doing the show here almost a year at Skid Row, about 38 hours of radio. Really enjoyed bringing it to you. We're wrapping it up. The show's over. I'm quitting. No, I'm totally kidding. but we're going to make you pay. After this New Year's, it's going to be 99 cents an episode, you whores. Can we do that, Mindy? Can we just, you know, as of New Year's, just go, that's it?
I'm not sure. We can talk to Jeremy and see.
The hammer's down. I'm stepping
let's
up.
Let's get a little coin up in this piece.
Yeah, yeah. We'll split it. I'll give you 6 cents, Gabe.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, let's get a little coin up in this piece.
Yeah, we'll put it all on iTunes. All of our great, I'm sure all of our listeners. Oh, we had so many great listeners in the East Coast and in Jersey that got hit.
Yeah.
I hope they're all right. We care about you out there.
I know. I hope they have power or else they can't hear the show.
I'm from the East Coast. I grew up in Georgia. And I got to tell you, I kind of like that better than out here. See, at least with a hurricane, you've got some advanced warning. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of town.
Do you run a hurricane? Do you run a marathon 5 days after a hurricane leaves town?
No.
Is that right?
Over.
Do you have a
we have hurricane
Knicks game?
Parties.
Wait. Do you have a basketball game? They're still doing the other games in New York, but they're not doing the marathon. That's hypocritical, you motherfucker.
And you ought to do the marathon because you know what? The subway system is down.
They might find somebody. They might pick somebody up
and
help them.
And the subway system is down. The third rail, the infamous third rail, shorted out because the subway's flooded. So, you know, it's whatever it is, 6 feet or whatever, underwater. You've got.
Yeah, and I saw the guys up top on the news complaining. They're like, get the subways open. The bus is just not enough buses running. I'm really upset. You're lucky they got a bus onto the island of Manhattan after this. but I was upset they closed the bridges, closed the tunnels, closed public transportation, then said, get out. How? Did people? I saw people walking across the Brooklyn Bridge trying to come back into town for work earlier this week.
There was something, the New York Marathon, like it's the only marathon where like you cross five bridges, you cross whatever it is. I don't remember the thing, but I mean like that makes it kind of an impressive marathon, except the fact that, you know, New York's an island. What are you doing, like laps? Like, come on. You know, at least in Los Angeles, you've got some hills that you're going up and down.
Now, LA's interesting because it's bad neighborhood, good neighborhood, bad neighborhood, good neighborhood.
Well, you run faster through the bad ones so you don't get shot.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing really well on Hill Street. My God, look at them hustle up that bitch.
Yeah, for some reason, they're walking through Beverly Hills. I don't understand.
Yeah, they had Avion at the side of the road. The LA Marathon.
What is it? Fiji water? Yeah.
They had people that they just sit there on what are those running machines for 26 miles. They don't go anywhere, but they're like, I'm doing my part. It's virtual. I can see. Look, it puts it on as a CD-ROM. I can see LA. Jesus.
You know, Anthony Edwards does marathons. Anthony Edwards is a runner.
Oh,
from ER and from Revenge of the Nerds.
I did not know that. There's a lot of people that ran marathons. I didn't know ran marathons. Some of that was like, they shouldn't, their heart, oh God. but I did hear that a good quote is, if you're going to run a marathon, it's important to put Band-Aids over your nipples.
Yes.
Hold on, I got to take this call. I think we have a guest coming
here. You got to put the Band-Aids over, otherwise they chafe. Hello? You don't want your nipples chafing.
Okay, we'll be That's just
bad form.
Are you telling me you put Band-Aids on your nipples?
Yeah, but not for a marathon. Like, that's just for everyday life.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You gotta use Vaseline on your feet.
I didn't know this trick.
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise,
now what else? Wait, Band-Aids on the nipples, Band-Aids or else the they nipples, will rub and hurt
yep,
and bleed.
Yep.
Oh, ouch.
Because as you're running, you bounce, and your shirt bounces up against your nipples, and it's
especially if you eat a lot of soy. You might have really. Have you seen the commercial? Have you or any of your family tried Prolaxin? It could cause breast growth in young males. Like, or, and then it says, if any of the women in your household have extra facial hair or sterility, they may have accidentally touched it.
I think young males would actually like to have breasts because they can't get a hold of women's breasts. So they just want something to play with.
They're in play with. That's the excuse. That's why. Yeah. I just want to play with my boobies. Not unless there's a pretty bra over them. We're going to have a guest here coming here shortly. Lucy Van Pelt. Charlie Brown, you blockhead. And this was, she was around the same years. It was, after the pumpkin Charlie Brown and the Christmas special and stuff like that, they did several. And I'd auditioned for these. Damn it. Brad Keston, who's going to be a guest in the future. He was Charlie Brown at the time. He's like the longest.
Did you audition for Charlie?
I auditioned for Linus.
Oh,
I had a Linus-y voice. I don't know what it was, but there. And at the audition,
now remind
you can
me,
see,
Linus, Charlie, Linus,
Charlie,
is
Charlie,
the...
Linus, Charlie, Charlie.
Now remind me because it's been
he's
forever.
Lucy's brother.
Yeah, Linus is. And he's
got a little security blanket.
Yeah, he's the guy with blanket. Okay. Who was the one with the piano? Who was the gay
Schroeder.
One?
Schroeder. Well, that's in the Snoopy, Where Are You?
Oh,
play,
yeah. What is it? Dog is God or something? Is that the name of the play?
Yeah, or Dog is Dead or
something like that. Yeah.
My dog killed my. Well, and so it takes place in the future, and the Snoopy kids
Snoopy gang
are all
is in
grown
high
up,
school or college or something.
Snoopy has died. So they all come right. around to get together and celebrate Snoopy. And Schroeder was gay, the mm-hmm. piano player.
Duh.
Lucy was, I think she was already, she's married. No. Peppermint Patty was absolutely gay and married too.
Of course.
Yeah. Had to have been. But it is a musical too. But everyone said the show was great, and kids do it in school and stuff. It's like schools will pick up and do it.
I saw an excerpt from it, and it was, man, it was funny. Like one of them is who's the one that's suicidal in the mental hospital? Is which one was that? Is it Lucy?
Schroeder, because Schroeder.
No. It's a girl who's in the hospital.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh,
God. On one of the specials. Or in the play?
In the play.
Oh, okay.
In the new, you know, or not new, but in the...
Didn't know. Oh, it was Marcy tried to kill herself?
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was.
These adult things. Oh, look, we have a guest coming in. We're going to get her in here. Hi.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, I'm yelling into the microphone, people. Hi, and an audience, a peanut gallery over there.
Yes,
come on
yes.
in.
How appropriate.
How are you?
No pun intended.
No, not at all. No pun intended. Hi.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
The
How
excuse
you?
Was
hey.
Stuck in traffic on the 101,
True
which
story.
I went through
Hi.
On my motorcycle. I know it was awful. It was a parking lot.
Wait a minute.
It
you're
was.
Saying there was traffic in Los Angeles?
What?
That's unheard of. No, I'm
but
sorry.
Gabe, it's a Saturday. Why the hell was there traffic
because
in Los
it's,
Angeles?
It's because it's fucking Los Angeles,
yes.
Keith. When I moved into L.A., I was driving a 17-foot truck. I came from Savannah, Georgia, in a giant 17-foot truck. We arrived in Los Angeles around 2:00 in the morning, and we hit traffic.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not lying.
Was it one of the lanes shut down? That's always a killer.
No, it was one
you're
of those.
Coming back from a concert, and there's no traffic, and then all of a sudden, stop.
Boom.
And you're stuck for an hour because they've decided to close six lanes.
When I leave here on Saturday nights, there's traffic. There's traffic. Let's give her a proper introduction.
I did.
Let's
okay. Welcome. So, let's ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest tonight, Angela Lee Sloan.
Hi, guys. So good
Hi.
To be here.
Do you prefer Angela or Angie or?
Ange is usually like Ange? What I get. Ange.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm Gabe.
Ange, and you
Hi,
as
Gabe.
A, this is
nice
Gabe
so nice to meet you. I hear you. I've heard your voice, but now I get
really?
To see the man behind the voice.
Very excited.
And
am
Keith
I what you expected?
Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you? You knew me as Keith Mitchell, though.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
For years and years. And then
yeah.
Coogan. But
yeah.
You look at your eyes are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
She's stunning. She
thank
looks
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Why? I got to come here often.
You're doing
often.
The dove's blood, too. Human.
The what?
The embryos and the placentas. You're rubbing that all over. You got the secret, that place
sure.
on Beverly. It's great.
Sure.
She looks great. So.
Oh, thank you.
I was just
thank
watching
you.
A TV show, and the woman was wearing a pony eyelash jacket.
Pony? Are
pony
you kidding me?
Jacket.
Oh, that
well,
is.
I think
oh,
you know, it's a joke.
Kidding?
I don't think it's real. I don't
How
think it's real.
Many
but
poor ponies are blind
goes,
now
no,
and crying because they can't hold their tears in because
goes,
they have no eyelashes.
Well, she's like, no, it was. It
yeah,
was
but she looked really hot.
They're
walking
swept
down
up from the floors of the stables or whatever.
That's horrible.
But you know what is weird though?
Because
I used to.
No, because some of them that have neurosis, the ponies pluck their own eyelashes out.
I used to work with horses a little bit.
Rainbow Dash, I think, is really
horses have.
Did you have My Little Ponies, by the way?
I didn't. I had friends who had the My Little Ponies, but they were pretty.
Horses have no what?
They were
horses
pretty.
Have no nerve endings in their hair, so you can like you can pull out their hair and they don't
oh,
care.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah.
So when the girls braided,
oh,
remember the braiding
yes.
they would do with
yeah.
their little pony? We knew horse girls.
Yes, absolutely. Heather
oh.
Hawes.
Yeah.
Yeah, big horse girl still is to this day.
Heather still rides all the time,
yes.
every day.
Yeah, she's devoted.
Yeah.
The real deal.
She's out there with Ann Romney and
yeah,
doing dressage.
Right.
No.
yes. No. I was never like. I appreciate the horse. I love animals. I love. But I was never a horse girl. I just couldn't do the horseback riding. It wasn't for me. We didn't come together. We weren't like. I was like Lucille Ball on a horse. It was not pretty. I don't know. Yeah, never quite clicked for me.
So I was born and raised Southern California. Gabe was from the East or
Georgia.
And you, nice. Where were you originally
well,
from here?
I'm originally from Liverpool, England. Right, Scouserwach.
whatever the hell you just said.
Yeah, Scalsha. Yeah. So my family. Yeah, we moved out when
you
I was
get, like dual citizship for that shit.
I do. Or? Yeah, I'm
cool.
Still. Yeah. True story. Yeah, and I go back because my dad's there. My little brother's there. So half my family is in England. So when I go back, you know, I have no accent here. I lost my accent within a month. My mom said within a month of me going to elementary school, the accent was gone. But the minute I go back home to my dad's, I don't hear it. But everyone, oh my God.
I have a friend from Bradford.
How long did it take you to lose your accent, Gabe, when you came out to LA?
People tell me I never had one. I have one, like, if I talk to folks back home, or there's a couple of words, and my girlfriend does this all the time because she loves when I fall into the Southern accent. She'll ask me, she'll go, what state's just north of Georgia? And I'll say, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Regional neutral way of speaking, like a newscaster, like there's, Christine Applegate in Anchorman.
Yeah. Right. There's something about
the arsonist
words.
Had oddly shaped feet.
You know, there's certain words that just bring it out.
Every once in a while, when I talk to people, I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome. Sometimes, or New York, I'll say coffee, or hi, I was
the
calling
call
you.
Sheet.
I wanted to call, the call sheet. Thanks for calling the call sheet.
I have a tendency to, if I'm around
there's
anybody
a lot of New York
with an
Jews
accent
in the business,
I will just fall into their accent. Like
Canadian,
oh,
look, sorry.
Minnesotans, the Minnesotans or the Midwesterners. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so nice. Funny looking guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of my best friends that I grew up with moved to Minnesota, and she's a full-on California girl, but now she has a, oh, hey, hi. You're from L.A.
That's awesome, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Regional dialects must come from something there, like, you know, everyone's drinking the same river water, or they walk so far to get washed their clothes.
It's an adaptation from original language. I mean, if you look, one of the reasons you see so many English actors playing
Native American Southwestern Indians in California, especially the L.A. Hollywood area, their original language sounded like this.
No, I think that's just from the weed. I think that's just from everything.
I'm sure they had the weed back here in the day.
But it is funny
that
they put
in those smoke pipes. What are they putting in those peace pipes? The peace pipe, not a fucking, let's fucking dance pipe. It's called a peace pipe.
The peace pipe, man. Yeah. We're just peaceful peeps. But yeah, the accents, especially in England, you'll go two blocks, three blocks, and the accent will change.
Oh, yeah.
I
get such a kick out of these people
amazing.
Who are like, I can do an English accent.
There's
really?
Many dialects.
Which one? Are we talking Liverpool? Are we talking? Are we talking
Queens English? Queens?
Are we
talking?
Yeah,
you know.
What? Which English accent are we talking about? Like Manchester?
Yeah. Well, Liverpool. I'm from Southport. I was born in Liverpool, but Liverpool was the docks. You know, that was the docks where all the ships of the Titanic was built.
Yeah.
So you had
a heavy like manufacturing community? Was it manufacturing
very,
or winding or
very very heavy, very heavy that and what you'd have is all the people who'd come from Ireland to work on the docks who were, and that's why it's such a guttural accent. That's why the accent's so
Ireland.
Strong.
Where people the Irish say, were enslaved by the British and forced to work on slave. I'm sorry, did I talk out loud?
Yeah,
young people,
true,
just remember the Irish were like one of those white races that were enslaved. Right there, you see brother, white guy. And it's some Irish guy going, what the fuck,
that's
man?
The brother from another mother.
That's why they let us play on the Celtics. That's it.
That's why there's such a huge Irish population in Savannah. In Savannah, it's second largest.
Big old port.
Second largest.
You got off the ship.
St. Patrick's Day celebration in the country. No, it's because of the shipping. Back during the great, you know, migration of Irish to the States.
My family's Syracuse, New York.
This is one of
there was a port the Irish would scurry up and then stay.
It was one of the only places an Irishman could find work because you didn't want, and close your ears if you're sensitive to this word, you didn't want your slave working the docks because it was incredibly dangerous. Purchasing a slave was extremely expensive. It's why only the wealthy had them. So you would hire an Irishman because you could hire an Irishman for $2 a day. And if they were killed or maimed while working, you just didn't pay them. You hired another Irishman.
Oh, wow.
It was, and so they flocked to Savannah because there was work. They could earn money.
Railroads,
they could pay.
Canal building, dynamite.
Unloading the docks. It's
craziness.
Really, it's loading and unloading the ships.
Yep.
You know, and that's because it's so dangerous work. Shit falls on you. You get cut in half by a rope. Like,
wow.
just awful.
So what's your background? Are you Brit? Are you?
I'm British. I'm also Irish. My my great grandpa was from Belfast, Ireland. So I have
love it.
A bit of Irish. Then they came to stay in England from Ireland and moved to Liverpool. And opened
up
a butcher shop.
The Irish accent.
That's what
we grandpa
did.
Everything is good news.
Butcher shop. Yes.
Everything just goes up at the end.
Yes, it's all very sing-songy, isn't it?
It's all good news. Doesn't matter what it is.
It's tough to talk like that without doing the sing-songy part.
Yes.
It's tough. I'm thinking it's hard to
I'm
do that without
it's not
that,
the easiest thing
doing
to
the
do.
Little lyric part that you talk like that.
It so makes true.
They're Darby O'Gill and the little people.
So
they're so
true.
Cute.
That's why there's such good music that comes
Scottish,
from...
Scottish, lots more fucking get out of the way. Okay, I'm fucking thirsty. Get the fuck out of the way. So it's fun to curse in other like dialects.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
oh, yeah.
it so much more special.
It's funny. We had, there was this pub I used to go to back home.
It's
an Irish pub.
It's scarier too, doesn't it? Like, yeah. You know, when anyone says, fuck for fuck's sake. You're like, ah.
Oh, I like it. They're fucking just for fuck's sake.
Right.
We're fucking because of the goddamn traffic. We're fucking because
right.
it's stopped up or it's broken. Ah, fuck this thing. They're fuck for fuck's sake. Yeah. Fuck it. Get a fucking goal, for fuck's sake. Doing this for king, for country? No, for fuck's sake.
Too funny.
Good so I saw Angela just a few weeks ago. We did the Full Circle documentary.
Yes.
For
that was awesome.
Kids that, you know, didn't die.
Yeah. Kids, yeah. We made it through. We came through.
Survivors of child
survivors.
Star.
On that note,
cool.
I have questions. This is okay.
You
this
came prepared, nice. Keith. I appreciate that.
First kiss in real life or on set?
First kiss in real life or on set? Okay. First kiss. Let me think. Real life.
Really?
Real life. Yeah.
Okay.
Not on set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I kissed Samantha on Give Me a Break.
Did you? Oh, she is a cutie.
Then I was fired because I wasn't tall enough.
Oh,
craziest nice. Actor you ever dated? If you dated
craziest
any actors.
Craziest actor. I remember Ricky Paul Golden. I probably shouldn't even say his name.
Ricky
nice
Paul.
Guy. Really great guy.
Yeah.
But he was a nice guy, like I said. But I remember I had just come out of a long-term relationship. And I never really dated actors.
Smart
like,
girl.
I never dated
I
actors.
Yeah. Not smart for, woman. You know, in serious. And I remember going out on a couple dates with him. And I remember just going, wait a minute. Slow down. You're like, wait. You know, it was like, oh, let's go back to my house, rent a movie, and we'll order food in. I'm
all
like,
right.
This is like the first date. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so that was, and it wasn't bad. He was a very nice guy, but yeah, it wasn't my speed.
You get boobies at a young age? You get a healthy
yes,
age? You get
yes, yes, and that's always great in acting.
What with you as a
that's
kid,
so funny,
what,
yeah.
did it stop? Did it mature you to other roles? What happened there?
I remember doing Hotel and having to be bound. Literally bound so that it did not show the boobies. Yeah. Because
wow.
I'm a bodacious tata girl. And yeah, and I remember them having to like, I remember they ended up, yeah.
Although
so
today
bound,
they're actually,
so that,
if they have enough time, they're getting extra surgery so the breasts are larger. So the kids
right.
today.
Isn't that weird?
It is. They're totally sexualizing them.
Sorry, yeah, they are.
Hammering
they are.
That point the last couple of shows.
Well, I'm a new mom. I have a 3-year-old little girl. And
congratulations.
Little Emma, she's gorgeous. Yeah, and I just
nice
now,
British
like, I'm aware
name.
Of all these.
Emma, yes.
I'm now aware
you
of.
You call
like,
her Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Emma. But I've noticed, you know, just the Halloween costumes. You know, yeah. there's like at 1 and 2 years old, these little tiny, like, you know, sexually, you know, it's like
yeah,
like
don't
put them in
little
that.
Dogs.
Can we kill, you know, keep them in their footies with
buy
the little
doggy
ears
costumes and throw it on the kid? It's probably cheaper, right?
Right? Yeah, but they do that. It's terrible. Terrible.
I know.
And I'm sure, like,
oh,
I
look,
used to you're,
who are you? She's a slutty nurse. What,
yeah.
She's 3. I,
yeah.
That's all they have. I don't know. Is that a slutty kitten? They had, like, ever first big purchase when you turned
first.
Of age and you were like, oh my God, I got $1,000 in my bank. Whatever
oh,
it was, when you, what was your first big purchase?
Absolutely, my car.
Yes.
My car.
Yes.
And I bought it like 2 weeks before my 16th birthday. And I remember my mom, who came with me tonight. She's visiting in town. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I don't think she can hear us.
But, hi, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Hi. But I remember my mom going, no, you're not getting a car. And I said, no, I'm getting a car, Mom. I've earned it. It's in, you know, I'm paying for it. It wasn't a brand new car.
Right.
But still, what kid can go out and buy, yeah. like, a nice secondhand car at 16? Mom said, you know, she was way too much losing of control. Here I am going to buy. She's like, you are not buying a car. And I said, oh, I am. Like, and I left and I came back and was like, beep, beep. So awful.
Wow.
What can you do? You're like, oh my God. You know, I'd probably kill him.
You go to regular school or public, private, parochial? What'd you do for school?
I did a little bit of both, but always public. And then I did some private school. I went to, I had two different experiences. I went to a Catholic school in fifth grade, and I'd been in a public school all my life. Worst experience of my life. And I'm not putting down the religion, but I swear to God, those kids were the meanest kids I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They God were clicks and
the priests hit the nuns smacked the kids, and then the kids hit each other.
Well, they were clicks since kindergarten. So, you know, I come in at fifth grade at school, went to eighth grade, and nobody, I mean, it was just like, you're not budging through this. And the teacher was the same. I think I had one person in eighth grade who, like, two kids who were like, you're cool, man. You come sit at our table. And yeah, but they didn't, you know, I was acting, I was in and out, going out and jobs and working, and the teacher had a problem with it. You know, I would say to my mom, well, you know, she comes in and out and getting projects. It's like punishing me because that was what I did. But
teacher's
yeah, so that was my experience.
She had to be there all the time.
Seriously, that was my experience.
Looked sober. Yeah. She was just upset.
Yeah, no, it was miserable. I used to cry. Like,
no,
I'm
got the same thing,
like,
but they averaged our grades. They would average your grade from the set school with your regular school. They'd average them to give you the grade. And if you got below a C average, you lose your work permit.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't work.
So it was very serious.
So I would get Fs and Ds from public school because I wasn't there. Come in for 2 weeks and then be gone for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would get nothing. No homework, no work finished. I'm ace on the tests. But then we'd average the A that our great teachers on the sets did. I mean, how can you not get an A with a 3 hours one-on-one instruction?
One-on-one. That's right. You got more... you know, attention and
you miss proms,
so
you
much.
Miss
yeah, you
field
did miss
trips, you miss things because you're like, oh, I got to go up for TJ Hooker.
Yep. Yep.
Or Knight Rider, which you did a Knight Rider, didn't you? Or no?
No Knight Rider. I did a Stairway to Heaven.
I want to hear about Who's
Hotel,
the Boss.
Hotel, Love Boat, Who's the Boss?
I
Good
was
times.
A big Who's the Boss fan. Of course, nice. I had a crush on Alyssa Milano.
Who did
who
not? What like, full-blooded male did not have a crush on Alyssa?
And even like... Who's the boss, Alyssa Milano? Like, even when she was, you know, because she's maybe a year or two older than I am. So, you know, it was always age appropriate.
Right.
But, you know, even before she became Alyssa Milano.
No, like, she always, all the boys.
Always without outside to reach for me. Always just out of distance. Yeah, Alyssa was always instantly, from day one, it was, I know she likes jocks. There's no way with a nerd, period. It's over. She's running this show.
She's missing out.
Running
Keith.
This show. And between her and Christina Applegate, those are the two girls I knew that carried series for that long.
Yeah.
And sets that we'd go to. And like, I don't know, I was around the Who's the Boss set occasionally.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were right next door to Silver Spoons. And, we had a lot of fun.
I used to yell at my mom to drive faster in the car so we got home in time to see Silver Spoons.
Yes. It was such a great show.
It was so great.
It was so good. And I liked it when it was Jason Bateman was on the show. Like, he was awesome.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Do you remember his spinoff, It's Your Move?
Yes,
with
I do.
The dad, the original neighbor on Married with Children. Remember Darcy, Marcy Darcy?
Yeah.
Remember the original neighbor guy that went off to join the Eagle Service
Park Forest?
He was the neighbor, and him and Jason Bateman would do cons.
Yes.
They had like a checkerboard floor, I don't know, promo.
I used to hear rumors that he was kicked off the show because of Rick Schroeder's mom had him kicked off Jason because he was funnier and was...
No, he got a spinoff.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. Period. That was it.
It's got to be it. I mean, he was great on that. He owned that show.
He was brilliant. He was so brilliant on that.
And of course, Rick's great.
Yeah.
Rick was great too. And I love that Rick quickly,
he was
a lot of child actors,
nice guy
within
too.
2 or 3 years from the end of the series, he set up a production company.
Yeah.
And he's producing movies of the week and starring in actually really great stuff.
Yeah. I remember talking about being on the set of Who's the Boss, but I remember going on a double date with Rick Schroeder, Ricky and I and Alfonso and one of my girlfriends from school. And I remember he was the nicest guy, very down to earth, had a Bible in the car. Like, it wasn't crazy like Bible. Right. It was like, he had depth. He was a nice guy, you know, and we were just young. It was like, you know, getting out to pizza at Westwood, you know, something silly like that. But he was a nice guy. And that was a really fun set to work on because, like you said, we had it's so much fun going on, you know. And there was a lot of us girls when we'd be on the show. It was, Alyssa, myself, Nicole Eggert, Tanya Crow.
I've already told Keith about my
Shauna Lane Blanc.
Huge crush on Nicole Eggert. Like
you come up with the names that are amazing.
Just to make all the boys go.
See, Gabe, Nicole Eggert is just one. Tina Caspary. Who was talking about someone the other night? I think it was Jenny. Was talking about Tina Caspary.
Yeah,
she mentioned Sparky Marcus, which was a name out of nowhere.
Sparky,
yeah. With the hair that would stick out. Who else?
I always think of Scooter Cohen.
Totally.
Remember Scooter?
Scooter, yep. Yeah. Yep, I think Scooter sued his parents. Was he the one in the Western series? What show am I thinking of? The Gambler.
Was Scooter in Gambler? I don't know. I did a show with him.
He sued his parents over a candy bar.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, his mom went and ate the candy bar to the fridge, and he goes, I'm suing you for everything, the house payments, the car payments I've been making, all this money that you've taken from me, I'm suing you right now.
I've heard of the Twinkie.
Yeah.
Defense, but this is ridiculous.
This is like the Snickers assault.
Wow.
The child actor Snickers assault.
So you play music? You do this music thing?
That's right. Well, I've always been a singer. Singer-songwriter since I was about 13. And that was my mom's a beautiful singer, and my dad's a singer, and so that's in my blood, that's in my bones. So that was always like a number one thing for me. And then acting kind of.
Heard there's some good musicians that have come from Liverpool before.
Yeah, there's a couple of people you might not know.
There's four fabulous blokes.
That came from, so that's...
They had to spend a couple years playing in strip clubs in Germany.
Fine four.
They played a few years in strip clubs in Germany before they got here.
Oh, yes, they did.
On speed.
Yeah.
Benny's.
Yeah. Back in the day
before the bases, George was underage. The Navy bases.
Yeah.
My aunt Vicky used to perform with Ringo before Ringo was in the band. My dad was in a band called the Georgettes who opened for the Beatles at the Cavern when he was 14.
What's your dad play or sing?
He was a drummer back then. He's a singer and a drummer and a guitar player. He's pretty much jack of all trades. But at the time, he was drumming for the Georgettes. And because I would always ask him, like, Dad, that must have been so cool. And he was like, it really was. He said, you know, they were huge back then. And I was 13, 14, and we all idolized them. So it was just as much like when they were, you know, one of four bands going on with the Beatles that night at the Cavern. They said they were just, you know, it wasn't like, the Beatles, you know, they were like, whoa.
Looking for the either let's put on a show or fame or there it is, Kids Incorporated.
Yes.
I knew there had to be something in there.
Yeah.
There would be these little troops around town and they'd be competing. Like the let's put on a show kids. Yeah. They didn't talk to the Kids Incorporated kids. It was different.
No, they were the same kids. They were the same kids.
They
fought tooth and nail for stage time. Mm-hmm. They rehearsed diligently. Mm-hmm. They put on these live shows and TV shows.
At the Roxy for
was
three
Kids
and a half years.
Just the, I mean, was it put on a show, the live version of Kids Incorporated or something?
Well, I don't know because I was in the Roxy show, Let's Put On a Show, for about 3.5 years.
They make me happy.
Woo! And it was pretty cool. We had we'd have people that would come to see the show every week. I'm gonna say the word and I'll find that great man's name. Michael Landon used to bring his kids every week. Mm. We'd have Jim Henson who would come so it was a pretty big show. Like every kid, if they were at that age and lived in the LA area, wanted to have their birthday at the Roxy. But it was singers, dancers, comedians, musicians, and they were a really talented, tight group. And yeah, we changed the show up every week and it was, you know, variety, a little bit of everything.
Was Jimmy the drummer?
Yes, Jimmy Keegan, one of the most amazing drummers. Love Jimmy.
Totally. Yeah.
And I just got, we all had a reunion.
I did my Star Search and Jimmy was in, his band was in the Star Search. David Mendenhall's sister, Marissa Mendenhall,
was in
my Star Search. Tiffany was the singer.
And what were you doing?
Acting.
You were acting.
Yeah, with Mr. C from Mr. Cunningham, Tom Bosley from Happy Days is the dad.
I forgot they had acting on that.
They did. It was Junior Star Search. So it was like they had a couple extra categories.
Oh, how
best
funny.
Best booger eater, that kind of thing.
But Jimmy Keegan's amazing drummer. We all just saw each other at a reunion. But to answer the question, it did stem from, I guess I left the show when I was about 12, 13 and was doing different things. And then I think a year or two later, Kids Incorporated became a televised Saturday morning show. And Marta Marrero, Martika, and Jerry Sherrill, and of course, Stacey Ferguson. Nothing happened to that kid.
No, nothing happened with Stacey.
I'm sorry, who's Stacey? I'm sorry.
Fergalicious, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it was
right.
So funny, I didn't even realize that until 4 years ago.
And she set them off. They were working with another singer forever, for a couple of years, and nothing happened. They added her into the group, they marketed, they branded, they got that shit together.
Yep.
And hit
she's
after
amazing.
Hit after hit after hit.
Big fan.
Well, now she's solo. Now she, I mean, she still does with them, but she's...
I'm a bee.
It's great. They're
I'm
awesome.
I'm a bee rocking that hat. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're doing that. It sounded good.
We've got that you did go on to the Who's the Boss many episodes. You were Julia on the show. Oh, God.
Yes, the dinghy airhead.
Was that fun to come back and have a little home for a while? And
Well, it was always, you never knew. It was always up in the air. It was just one, it's supposed to be one episode. And we came in and it was just incredible. Tony Danza was incredible. It was a really well-oiled machine. The show was like, it was like clockwork. Yeah. You came in, you did two shows, 30 minutes, and it was out. You do other, you know, there's been other shows. You work on Europe until four in the morning.
You did two? Were you taping like
no, today,
two day,
what they do or? Is they do the show and they do each scene about twice.
Yeah.
In the old days, they used to run the show like a play.
Yeah.
But they do it two. They do a show that would allow kids in the audience at about 7
o'clock
at night.
So it was one episode, but two tapings.
Right.
We'd have dinner at 8, and then at about 9 o'clock at night, you would do a live show for adults.
Mm.
And it would get a little crazier, and it was a safety net. You'd already taped something earlier you could use.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there'd be pickups at the end, you know.
You're there till 11 or 12, honestly.
Right. But with Who's the Boss, I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. Anyway, so we did one episode, and we were jazzed, and the next thing, you know, agent calls back. Oh, they loved it. They got the highest ratings. They want you guys back next week. You're on hold. Whoa, that's great. Came in and did another episode, and already the agent's on the phone going, okay, you guys are back in 2 weeks. No way. This is awesome. So
did you ever get a multi-episode deal, or did they just,
locked anything in. It was week to week. I never knew when I was leaving that
set
if I was coming back. Yeah.
Guest appearance.
So it was like, oh, I just sure hope they...
Same thing with Hogan's Family, Valerie. Same thing.
Yes, same exact thing. I did one episode. Josie Bissett and I were...
Josie Bissett.
See, another girl. Can bring it in the law.
They changed the name of that show so many times, didn't they?
Just twice. Valerie, and then Valerie left. There was a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
And it was very, you know, there was a major drama.
Was it Valerie's Family and then Hogan's Family?
Oh, maybe Valerie's Family.
I think it started off as Valerie's Family, then it went
then
to
Valerie,
and then it became Hogan.
Yes, Hogan's and then
family.
She left, and they actually burnt her. They burnt the house down. I remember going, oh my God, this is a 30-minute sitcom.
We can't use the footage.
You know?
But that was my favorite. That was the best show. We had so much fun. And Danny Ponce, I've known him since I was 5. And he was like, I knew Jeremy through friends from, you know, the Let's Put On a Show deal. Mm-hmm. So we all knew each other, and we were 17.
Was this like your first time meeting Justin Bateman or?
No, I knew Jason. I know
Jason,
my mom
I'm sorry.
Always does that. No, it's Justine and Jason. My mom always says, I knew them because their mother actually lived down the street from my mom in England off of Penny Lane. My mom used to live off of Penny Lane. And so they were from, right, Mom? That, so they were, you know, we're Brits backing. So, yeah, good times. So, yeah, I knew Jason Bateman. But, of course, you know, he was always like the stud. I remember going to his 9th or 12th birthday party and at go-karts, you know, like some, you know.
Was that or is Ed DeBevics on La Cienega, too?
Yeah.
Remember we did Ed DeBevics?
Yes, that was like Alfie
and
Hoffman
putt.
And we'd, all our.
Oh, God.
The soda pop parties.
Yeah. We mentioned the soda pop parties a couple times now.
How can you
Jenny
not?
Was like, here last week.
Yeah.
That Jenny said like, she had her lifetime membership card.
That is so, she saves everything.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I wish I had some of that stuff. Some people, God bless them. Jenny, you rule. So, yeah, Jason was awesome, and he was great to work with. And he also, both when I worked on Who's the Boss, Tony Danza started directing. He directed his first episode with the cheerleading episode that I did. And Jason Bateman was another one who started his directorial debut on one of the episodes I did on Hogan Family. And that was a blast. That was a great set.
Well,
Well, they just got some music too.
Yes.
Too? And I have more questions. Break out this guitar.
Shall I play first, or shall I play you something off the album?
Let's play a little off the album while you break that up. What track?
We'll play "Deja Vu" first, because this is like "Deja Vu."
We've
done this before, so I thought that might be quite appropriate.
I'm experiencing "Vuja Day."
"Vuja Day."
This has ever happened before.
Exactly.
"Vuja Day." Pisces, you're gonna die twice.
So this is for my album "Eggshells."
A simple touch, no romantic light, my blood rush. Just thought I'd get tongue-tied and forget what to say. Yeah, we'd melt together on this night away. Just like a magnet, I was pulled your way. The room went quiet and time stood still. I was drawn to you like I had no free will.
That is great.
Thank you so much.
I was saying, who did I say? Natasha Bedingfield.
Carly J. Repson.
She's absolutely, that is fun and poppy and not too country for me, because I like my rock and my pop.
I do too.
Straight up.
I do too.
A little ice.
I just finished it at the beginning of the year, and that's... I'm tuning my guitar, so as I'm like trying to tell you, I'm like,
which part of your brain are you using now, the left or the right side?
Yes. So it's on
iTunes.
I'll
tune that for you while you're talking.
Oh, no, you're good. You're so sweet. But it's on
her guitar tech.
It's on my, you're awesome. You're everything.
Did you self-record that?
I did. I worked with an amazing producer. His name's Steve Solikowski, and he's an amazing producer in his own right, but he's also an amazing artist. He's from a band called 16 Frames. Mm-hmm. Also Drop Line, but he's just amazing. So I got to work with him on that and focus on my singing and songwriting and working with, you know, just someone really special. So it was a labor of love, to get that out at the beginning of the year. And then I've been working recently on my follow-up CD, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's
all on iTunes. Are they in stores at all?
Not in stores, but it's on iTunes. It's also on Amazon.com, CD Baby.
What's the album called again?
It's called Eggshells.
Eggshells.
Yeah, and that is one of the tracks in the songs, but you just heard Deja Vu.
Okay.
Yes, not to be confused with Vuja Day.
Not to be confused with Vuja Day.
Deja Vu. That was a great hook. How long? So that's how many songs? Three songs?
It's an EP. And the third song, it's Deja Vu, which you heard, and Eggshells, which you'll hear later. And then the third song is a song called Safe With Me that I wrote for my little girl, Emma.
These are other questions I was going to ask you. One of them was, would you ever put your kids into the business?
Very good question. And, I don't have a bad vibe. Sorry. I don't have a bad feeling like towards acting. So... I wouldn't be opposed to it. Emma's three, and everywhere I go, she's really just lovely. I mean, I'm biased, of course, because she's my little girl, but she's just so special, and she's just a beautiful little thing. And everywhere we go, people are like, oh my God, you have to get her into acting. You have to get her into acting. And I'm like, isn't that so funny? Like, now I would be the mom. Like, so if she liked it, it was the same way with my mom. My mom was always like, if you're having fun, you know, then absolutely. If she wasn't having fun...
Was your mom on set with you when you were
always
a kid?
On set with me, but so not a stage mom. Like, she was so supportive. She came from, you know, being a singer herself, but
she wasn't off there partying with all the other parents that used to hang out and party and have sex with each other. That was always fun.
That was not my mom.
Certain kids would start to work together, and you're like, oh no,
yes.
There they go again.
No, she's so, no, she was never that. And it was always like,
I don't know how people managed to keep their mouth shut, but they pretty much did.
Kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, nobody ratted back then. Nobody ratted. Nobody said,
well, God, you didn't have TMZ and you didn't have like the tabloids. I mean, if you had that, maybe there'd be.
If you want to sit there, I mean, I can get this on your guitar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. I'll sit.
Here we go. And then go over there to that, okay, that third seat.
All right. This will be good. See, this is technical issues here. We're just sorting out.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you.
Coogan.
Oh, you know what I need?
What do you need?
In that little front bag, I need my capo.
Me.
Gosh, so much all about me right now.
Well, just, you know, if anyone's listening, I'll go ahead and throw this out
in
there.
In the front, there's like a black,
like you little. Can, if you go to Amazon.com, you can find her. If you search Angela Lee Sloan, her album pops right up. So go there, pick it up. iTunes. All that sort of great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
This is a new song that I just finished writing. And I kind of was inspired by, we're talking about tabloids and craziness and celebrities of the day. But
I always wave at the TMZ buses. And I'm like, hey, hi. And they're like, look at me. They don't recognize
that's
me. Like,
that's not
sometimes
fair.
Sometimes one of them will go like,
they should.
That guy kind of looks familiar.
They
I
so
like
should.
To mess with them. Yeah, I'll be on my motorcycle. I'll be parked right next to the bus at a light. And I'll be like, hey, what's up? Dishes, I did them. How you doing?
I swear, I really want to go. I'm not kidding. I want to go on the TMZ tour. Every time I watch the show, I'm like, I still want to do that. I'd do that. I would do that.
I want to go on those star tours, but twice in a row to see if it's the same houses they say are the same people. Because honestly, I think it's a sham. They just go, oh, look at that one. That's David Letterman. It's not. They're
right,
just pointing
right,
at a
right.
house and saying, you know, some that's Gloria so Swanson lived there. It could be lies.
Swanson,
all damn
Swenson,
lies.
Samsonite. Swanson, Samsonite. This song is just a little ditty about a girl gone wrong, gone lost in Hollywood. It's called Party Girl. Little girl with a dream, knew it all, so it seemed. Stepping high, boulevard, ran deep in fancy cars, flying high. Every night, all her dreams, she lost sight, ran with the crew, fods and ends, so-called peeps, aren't your friends? Party girl, you're not the only one who's lonely. I can see the pain that lies in your eyes. You say you're told them all when you ran away, you prove them wrong. One day you'll be a star, you'll make it big. You'll love you more than they ever did. Try and fill empty hole, seem to capture your soul. Fill the sex, drugs and booze, watch out, you're gonna lose. Party girl, you're not the only one who's lonely. I can see the pain that lies in your eyes. You say dreams falling apart at the seams, fell deep into the crack. Don't know she'll make it back. How many chances can she get? Living life in regret, the jobs are coming to close in the circus freak show. Party girl, you're not the only one who's lonely. I can see the pain of lights in your eyes. You say girl, party girl.
great.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
That was great.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so absolutely pleased and
Keith,
blown away and impressed. It has to be out now. Were you inspired by Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes?
Absolutely.
What were you watching when you penned this? What were you late at night, another goddamn arrest?
Yeah,
my favorite line in the song is the cops are calling, because you wanted it to be your agent calling.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
love it, like the cops are calling. Yeah. I was like, that's not where you want to be.
No. Is that the fame that you wanted?
Did you go through any of this? Did you go through Party Girls? You know, I mean, I'm sure because you still have to work and this a little.
A little, yeah, I would say, yeah. You know, it's just
not
kind
to
of
the
like
point
a,
where you're on TMZ or anything.
Exactly, but. Exactly. No, I didn't have like a major crash, but I've watched people crash around me. I've watched it tear them apart, and I've watched them completely lose themselves and lives lost. You know what I mean? So it's kind of watching, you know, these just stories. You're just like going, oh my God, stop it. Knock it off. Like grab hold of reality, watching Lindsay Lohan and then.
Well, it
like
must be
different.
Tough to kind of to understand reality when, you know, you're on a set and. You know,
well, it is
just
La La Land.
So
it's you're yeah. treated
and
like
all of a sudden, you know. Huh,
you know, I also
I could really use a sandwich. Boom! Somebody shows up.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like,
also have to say that I never was. No. I could really use a sandwich. I really did appreciate it when they're like, "What would you like?" I'm in the makeup chair, and I'm like, "Bacon, egg, ham, and cheese sandwich." And they're like,
"I know, me
right
too."
Up.
I always felt
boom.
So weird about that.
But there was actors that didn't. There's actors
that
are
don't.
Like, I don't want that lunch. Go to KFC. Someone get me that now.
Absolutely.
Not eating that. No, we're not breaking now. You're like, what? You're burning money and time. It was weird. But I had the
egos.
Yeah, the concept of it was from someone who's totally not in the business, from Tennessee, who loves movies and comes to Hollywood and meets me. And they're like, oh my God, we're babysitter dude. That's like me when I worked with Corey Haim, or me when I worked with some actors that I didn't feel I could talk to or approach about their problems. And I could never think about Ricky Schroeder or Jason Bateman. That there's another level of success above what I had.
Right.
The River Phoenixes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't talk to them. I can't say, hey, yo, dude, I think this is out of control.
Right. Absolutely. No, you can't. And
I wasn't.
That's probably why
like
a lot of people aren't talking to them.
Get pictures smoking weed with me. That's the biggest thing they want. They're like, dude, I smoked weed with Keith Coogan. There's a lot of pictures out there like that. You don't have to worry about
it. You're such a rock star.
They're like 17
you don't
cents
even
apart.
Know it.
So, you know, I never had that thing. I want to shoot heroin with so-and-so.
Yeah,
or,
no.
It was very, and I did. I was like, you can't see. You're going off the rails. You're fucking it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't see that.
And
you couldn't say anything
to
them either. It was tough. They had too big of a thing around them.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing with, you know, when you get that big is that's the scary part is that you have yes men all around you. And
the
people who want the kiss, you know, they want the limelight. So they're... Of course, they're going to want to stay around as long as they can. Yes, yes, yes. It's all good. It's all good. Here's a little more.
The worst part is they're usually good, and they usually keep pulling it off, and they're usually pros, and they're usually running circles around
Charlie
you.
Sheen.
You're barely memorizing your two scenes and
Charlie
seven
Sheen,
lines.
Yeah.
And then,
I was just listening
Charlie,
to an interview.
He's like, could you
know.
Stage me over here so I can lean against the furniture? Remember
oh, yeah.
he said that?
Yeah.
In blocking? He's like, yeah,
amazing.
I'm just a little wrecked today, so just need to lean over here.
Yeah.
And then he missed rehearsal and he goes, it was practice.
It was funny. I was
wasn't
just
even
listening
a game.
To,
it was practice. It's rehearsal. You need to do two or three of those before you shoot.
I was just listening to an interview with him, and he was talking about, they asked him, they're like, are you still pissed at Chuck Lorre? And he said, and it was interesting. He must be going through like recovery or something right now, because he says, you know what? I can't be. This guy created an environment for me to succeed in and thrive in for 6-7 years. And, you know, he's sounding better.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's.
Well, that was watching someone just go off the crazy train.
Yeah.
You
no,
know, it's
just,
like every day you
was
going,
riveting.
He's getting on another show and talking more. He hasn't slept in 7 weeks and he's like coked out of his
mind.
It was
riveting.
You
I watched
know?
The
it was
video
so
on
scary.
The internet. They did the live shows, two of them maybe, before he booked the tour.
Mm.
And they were a meltdown catastrophe. Mm. 8 minutes in. And
the
God knows
itself.
How I do an hour of radio a week. But 8 minutes in and they were out of ideas.
Right.
And they're like, we're doing this for an hour.
Well, it's like, you know, the pot smoker
the
sits there crying
night,
laughing all night and you write it down. The next morning he wakes up, like, what's that one comedian?
What
he's
this?
Like, chicken monkey?
Sock man?
Chicken monkey? We laugh for 8 hours about the chicken monkey. Why? That's not funny this morning.
Let's smoke more. Maybe it'll be funny again. I don't know.
Right. But yeah, some ideas on drugs are quite probably possibly not the best ones.
Do you have any conventions coming up? Anything we should know? Any appearances coming up?
I actually do. The we're doing the Nuke the Fridge convention. It's next weekend, yes. Actually, the 10th.
Yay.
November 10th.
Instead of Jump the Shark, we just say Nuke the Fridge.
And yeah. Stan Lee's Nuke the Fridge with Brad Keston, the voice of Charlie Brown, mm-hmm. and myself. We do these crazy, awesome comic conventions, and they're just so awesome to watch the people all get dressed up. I mean, it's Halloween, like no matter what comic convention yeah. you're at. Doesn't matter what time of
Absolutely.
Year it is. It is Halloween, and everybody mm-hmm. dresses up. And it's a kick in the pants. And it's just fun because you get all these people, you know, nowadays the cartoons are so, you know,
yeah.
so crazy and out mm-hmm. there. And you know, we're Charlie Brown, you couldn't get more simple and, mm-hmm. you know, just more family.
New...
And people go crazy. They love, yeah. they all remember. And I was just fortunate to be a part of that larger than life mm-hmm. You know, legendary cartoon that forever.
We have a.
Can you have? Oh, yeah, you blackhead Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be this. Yeah. And people will come up, come on, do the voice. You know, it's like, well, just me a little older. It's bossy.
I just have this to say, let him kick the fucking football.
Let
finally.
Him, just please.
Let him finally fucking kick the goddamn football.
Why'd he gotta be so mean, Lucy?
Now, it was awkward when Linus liked Sally. I don't know. That was awkward for me because Charlie and Lucy is such the antagonist yeah. to him. So I didn't know if the other siblings understand. Of, you know, could have a love affair. But he really likes Sally Brown.
So cute. Yeah. So cute. Yeah. So we'll be there next Saturday. And it's always fun. I started doing the conventions. Brad had called me up and he said, Angela, I've got this idea. I wanted to talk to you about it. And he starts going into detail. And I said, hey, Brad, can I ask you a favor? Can I call you back? I'm in the hospital right now. I'm delivering a baby. I'm serious. I was like literally in the hospital. And I'm like,
really, folks,
it
if there's
sounds
about to be
fantastic.
An offer, we wait to tell people this isn't a bad time to see what the offer is first.
Yeah, right?
LAX?
Wait, what is it?
In a week? Okay, let me call you back. I'm right in the middle of something. But.
So I've been doing these and I've been taking my little girl Emma since she was, you know, a little peanut, honorary right. peanut, scribble and a dribble. And so she's so funny. She's not terrified by any creepy, scary Halloween costume because she sees stormtroopers and mm-hmm. she sees all these crazy costumes and it is hysterical on Halloween. Like she's walking
Cthulhu.
Up to the most horrendous, like scary looking creatures and she's like,
yeah. Well, we're out of time. I love it that you came. Thank you for the music
for
and
me.
The stories. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For your joy.
Thank you. I love seeing you, and it's an honor to be on your show, man. Thank
you're,
you.
You're
for
beautiful.
Having
Good
me.
To see your mom, too. Thanks for coming out, Mom. Love you.
See, look, even as an adult, I brought
listening,
my mom.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Gabe, appreciate it.
Oh, I love being here.
Say goodnight
man.
To the folks, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
All right, everybody. Love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks, Angela, for
Bye.
Coming. Good night.